From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Michelle Norris. If you're a movie lover, this is the week for you. This morning, we got the official list of nominees for the 2011 Academy Awards, and more on that in just a minute. But first, it's also that time when the film industry gathers in the mountains of Utah for the Sundance Film Festival, a barometer for rising stars, standout films, and directors worth watching. Steve Zajcik is in Park City, Utah, racing from theater to theater as a film writer for the LA Times, and he joins us now to tell us about what he's seen and what he can't wait to see. Steve, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much.
Let's start with the documentaries, if you don't mind. There are a number of very strong films that have already premiered. Can you walk us through what you think might be most promising?
Yeah, sure. The Sundance Film Festival is historically known for documentaries. In fact, just by way of reference, last year, movies like The Tillman Story, Restrepo, Waiting for Superman, of course, about the educational crisis, all came out of Sundance. And this year's crop is not quite as strong, but it's still very solid. One movie that a lot of people are talking about is To Hell and Back, which is an Afghanistan documentary that kind of continues in that sort of same spirit as Restrepo. There's also a movie called Reagan. Eugene Jarecki, who did a military doc called Why We Fight, does a fairly straight-ahead sort of look at our president during much of the 80s and kind of comes to some surprising conclusions. Another movie that's getting a lot of people talking is Becoming Chaz. This is the sort of story you thought you knew but really didn't about Chastity Bono and her transition from being a woman to a man, and kind of a more heartfelt film than you'd expect. Oprah Winfrey has purchased it. She's going to air it on her network, and it's another one of these films that everybody's talking about here.
One other film I want to ask you about that everyone seems to be talking about, is getting a lot of buzz, is the bio about the puppeteer behind the Sesame Street character, Elmo.
Yeah, Being Elmo, is it's kind of a sweeter documentary. The nice thing about Sundance is you kind of get the range of more heartfelt docs and ones that are a little bit harder hitting, and Being Elmo is kind of a sort of nostalgic look at the puppeteer behind it and kind of the cultural impact, and I think that one, you know, again, if you're sort of looking to fill the softer end of the doc spectrum, that certainly does. You know, another film I want to just jump in here with, and I think listeners would probably do well to keep an eye out for it, is a movie called Senna. It's a story of the Brazilian race car driver, Ayrton Senna, and I knew nothing about Formula One racing coming in. The movie is so gripping, you can't help but be moved by it by the time it's all over, and I think that movie is going to get a nice commercial release. So really a good spectrum of docs.
Any documentaries or films that sort of take on stories that are front and center in the news and might really take off out of the festival simply because of that?
Well, you know, the movie that everyone has kind of pointed to that I'll admit I was skeptical about coming in, but really seems to have changed everyone's minds, is Morgan Spurlock's The Greatest Movie Ever Sold. Spurlock, of course, came kind of onto the scene with a bit of a burst with Super Size Me back in 2004, his sort of comic expose, first-person story of McDonald's. And with this movie, it's a little bit meta, so I'm still getting my head around it. But basically what he does is look at the world of product placement and how so many brands kind of get into our cultural bloodstream. And to do that, he actually asked these big brands, the Hyatts of the world and the JetBlues, to actually sponsor his movie. So it's a movie critiquing product placement that's sponsored by product placement. And I think because marketing is so omnipresent in our lives, I think that's it's a movie that's going to be a big hit.
The festival offers an enormous platform for very small movies. We certainly saw that with a film like Winter's Bone, which received some nominations today, premiered there last year. Is there a Winter's Bone that seems to be emerging this year, a film that everyone's talking about that's going to get, you know, enough sort of wind in its sails that it'll move out of the festival and perhaps do great things?
Well, you know, last year, you're right, there was kind of an unusually strong crop of kind of smaller, darker movies that ended up coming out and really making a run on the award circuit. Another movie you could throw in there is Blue Valentine, which is the Ryan Gosling, Michelle Williams romantic drama. That got nominated. Williams got nominated today for that. And a movie called Animal Kingdom, which is this Australian mob movie. I don't quite think we have the same level this year, but the movie a lot of people are comparing to Blue Valentine is this film Like Crazy, which stars, interestingly, Jennifer Lawrence, who, of course, broke out in Winter's Bone last year. And I think while it's not quite as gritty as Blue Valentine, which is really a pretty hard-hitting look at a relationship that's falling apart, I think it does kind of get at some of the same issues. So we'll see if there's another Winter's Bone in the mix, but certainly Like Crazy is the one to watch.
Steve Zajcik, good to talk to you.
Same here. Thank you, Michelle.
That's Steve Zajcik. He writes about film for the LA Times.